This podcast right here is brought to you by A&W. Did you know A&W has new coffee? It's organic, fair trade, and delicious. Enjoy free refills until 11 a.m., then just 75 cents at locations in Edmonton, St. Albert, Sherwood Park, and Devon. 100% of the proceeds go to the A&W Caring and Sharing Fund. If you want more details, well, dine in today.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
It is time to play What's in Your Fridge. We have Becky here. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
All right, Becky is standing in front of her fridge right now. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So this is how this game is going to work, Becky. We're each going to go, Dylan, Robbie, myself, one at a time. We're going to go around and around guessing what's in your fridge. If it's in your fridge, we pass. We go on to the next round. If it is not in your fridge, we are out. Okay?
Okay. Got
Dylan,
it.
Do you want to go first?
I have so many in my head, and I just don't know enough. I don't, Becky, to really knock down which one. I'm going to go, I'm going to say you have indeed sour cream.
Sour cream.
I do have sour cream.
He's got it. Robbie.
Thank you.
A shriveled up cucumber. That you forgot
now,
about.
Now, is shriveled up necessary here? If it's a fresh cucumber, is Robbie out?
I'll let him have cucumber. Come on.
Okay. Any sort of cucumber?
A cucumber.
So, I do have cucumber. I just replaced it yesterday because it was shriveled out. But now it's fresh cucumber.
Not bad, Robbie.
Hey, yeah.
That's a twofer right there, Robbie.
Okay, good.
Dylan, I'm going to really go out on a limb. I might put myself out right here. Okay. In fact, I'm predicting that I'm going to go out already. But you and I were talking about it off the air yesterday. Because
ooh,
we were
yes.
Because it's such a fond childhood
Everyone
memory.
Should have it in their fridge.
It was a treat when Mom would come home with Velveeta cheese.
Mm.
I do not
yeah,
have that.
I don't think so. Not a lot of people do, but
something
you damn
about.
Well should.
Something
okay,
to think
I'm
about.
I'm out.
cucumber was actually going to be my next one. Nice job,
no,
Robbie, for taking
get
that.
Out of here.
It really was.
Wild.
It was between cucumber and sour cream. You wouldn't believe it.
Okay.
But judging by
it's
what
got
we
tzatziki
have
in there, huh?
I'm going to say that you have some carrots, and they probably have like little hairs growing out of them.
Carrots with hairs.
I have carrots minus the hair.
No, good enough.
We'll give it to him.
We'll take
okay.
It.
Okay. What about, and how specific do I have to get with this?
Like the yeah. item that you say should be
so
in our fridge.
So I'm going to say hot sauce, but not sriracha. Anything but sriracha.
Anything but sriracha. Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
We've only got the sriracha.
Oh, Dylan, congratulations.
Yes! That's the way to end a Friday.
Hey, Robbie, you did it backwards.
I know. I
bash backwards, as my dad used to say.
True. I didn't do myself any favors.
Becky, love you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Love you guys, too. Thanks.
Thanks for putting up with this nonsense.
Oh, man. That feels good.
Congratulations, Dylan.
Thank you.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Robbie, you'd keep track of how many times we're right and wrong throughout the week, right?
Yes.
Mark this one down as an L for both Dylan and I.
Come on, we can't be losing this.
I'm dead serious. We've got Victoria first. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, guys.
Victoria doesn't put any leftovers in her fridge ever.
Because there are no leftovers, or because you just don't use your fridge?
Okay, so I don't like the taste of leftovers once they're in the fridge. They have like a weird fridge taste. I hate it.
So what do you do?
I just leave them on the counter for the next day.
You have chicken and shrimp for dinner. And then
I just
you
leave it on the counter.
Really?
I put it in a container and I just leave it on the counter because I don't like the fridge taste. I hate it.
I'm with you. I mean, the fridge taste isn't ideal, but wow.
No. And then my husband loves his leftovers. So he'll eat leftovers that have been in there for like weeks, right? Like
yeah.
I tell you, weeks.
Yeah.
But me, no. It has to sit on the counter and I will not touch it if it hits the fridge.
Okay.
I won't touch it.
So what happens after 24 hours on the counter? Does it go in the garbage or is it just gone when it's gone? You'll just sit it there until
yeah,
everybody's
like,
eating it.
If I don't eat it, I'll just chuck it. But normally it gets eaten. I have 3 kids and a husband, so
yeah.
It always gets eaten.
Okay. I mean, it's Troy texted in too. He's the same way. He said he had to train his wife not to put leftovers in the fridge anymore. I've never noticed that the fridge has a taste. I mean,
it does.
Cold.
Especially when you put it in the microwave, though.
Well, no, it's the microwave that screws it up, not the fridge.
I don't know. I'm telling you guys, it's some sort of taste, and it's nasty.
Get some baking soda.
Oh, well, I would tend to think day-old counter trout would be more nasty, but I mean, that's...
Oh, you're okay. Just signing up for salmonella.
Love you, Victoria. Thank you very
much. Love you guys.
Okay, I love you.
So now, Pete, we're finding out also on top of this that people use their oven as just a cupboard.
I don't. Yeah.
Right? They're putting just everything in their oven just to get it out of the way.
Right.
This is Joanne. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Your mom keeps what in the oven?
Her friggin' toaster oven.
She puts a toaster oven inside the oven? That's redundant.
Yeah. Like, not a small one. Like, one of those big-ass, like, bulky ones. And I didn't even know this. I thought she had gotten rid of her toaster oven because her countertops look so organized.
Right.
And then we, like, turned on the oven because we were, like, making something. And all of a sudden, she was like, oh, God, the toaster oven. Like, what? And literally pulled out this, like, burning hot toaster oven out of the freaking oven.
Oh, no.
Just smoke. It could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I was like, that could have exploded. I didn't even know. Like, I couldn't make fun of her or put her down. Nothing. Like, I was like... I could have, like, could we have exploded? Like, what kind of... But I'm like, that's a toaster oven in your oven. I'd be like, that's like putting a mini cooler in your fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, a good point.
It's, the only thing you can store within is bakeware and or a pizza stone, right? That's it. That's all you can put in an oven.
Well, we've got people putting dishes in their oven. They use it to store. There's food that people
actually,
are putting in their oven.
You know what? Yeah. Last night, I had ordered, like, because, like, whatever, isolation, all this stuff. Yeah. Boston Pizza, you can get one of those like family meals where you get pizza, pasta, and like all this stuff. Plus,
I always get that for myself.
I did, but it was going to feed me for a couple days, but I felt like bad about it. I was like, well, this looks really bad. So I put one of the boxes in the oven, like the dessert one, because on top of everything else, I ordered two different kinds of desserts. And so I put
this is your spirit animal, your soulmate here, Dylan.
Yeah. So I put one in the oven because I was like, no, like that one will be like, you know, no one will know about that one. And then I forgot about it after a couple days. And I went to go get something out of the, like, I went to go open the oven. And my boyfriend was like, the hell box is that?
Right.
And I was like, oh, like, there was no other space. But, like, we have all counter space. So, I was just hiding food in the oven.
Seriously,
I hear you because, like, there's a place, I live in Trumpeter, and, like, there's a little place for where when you're walking your dog, they put a bin.
Yeah.
So you can put, like, all the dog poop in it.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize to Trumpeter because I sometimes feel so bad about all I order. And I'm like, I can't have that. That's not a good look. Garbage day comes around. People are going to judge. God. So I'll go for a walk to get rid of some of the stuff midweek just to go, you know what? That's
basically what I'll do.
Yes, I hear you.
I have my whole body weight on top of containers. So I was like, I'm going to push this to the flat as a pancake to get that in there.
I understand.
Love you, Joanne. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye. So yeah, we got people that store everything. They've got cups and coffee makers and all sorts of stuff in the oven.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Robbie's insulted that I didn't like his horse impression.
Yeah.
So we need a judge for the first annual Pepper and Dylan Horse Off.
What?
We'll call it the yay or nay.
That's good.
Okay. All that three of us are going to make a horse sound. And who's this? Good morning. Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Deborah.
Deborah is going to judge, yay or nay. Okay? If she likes the horse sound, she's going to say yay. If she doesn't like the horse sound, she's going to say nay.
Okay.
All right?
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Robbie. So Robbie's insulted that I didn't think his horse was any good, so Robbie, you can go first.
Nay. Ugh. Nay.
Deborah.
Nay.
It's a shit.
That sounds like a jackass, like a donkey name.
Nay.
No,
so that's a name. Name. Okay, I'll go next because Dylan's kind of this is his wheelhouse.
I don't know what it is. The horse is hard.
It is.
Here we go.
Whoa,
that's pretty good.
What do you think,
Deborah? That's a yay. That's awesome.
All right, yeah.
I want to hop on that thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Robbie? Come on over here.
Oh,
on
horse.
What are we doing? What is happening on this radio show?
There you go, buddy.
What a bunch of weirdos.
All right, Dylan, I got a yay. Robbie got an A.
There's a lot of pressure. I'm going to stand for it. I don't want to screw this up.
Here he goes to wrap up the show. Yay or nay?
Jeez, you guys are great.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? That's a yay. That's like a racehorse style. Yeah. Way to go, Dylan.
Congratulations. Dylan did it. Thank you, Debra.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good morning. Congrats, man.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that again next year.
Okay.
The second annual
Write that
yay
down.
Or nay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS. KISS 91.7.
We have to tell the story of you and what a great person you are.
Oh, you can tell that, sure.
And how you're my absolute favorite in the world. And I will never be as deeply touched as I was that day. I think it was July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, 2010.
Okay.
I mean, that was 10 years, over 10 years ago, Dylan, that you did that.
Holy smokes.
Right? Should maybe do something nice again at some point here.
Well.
But it's July, I think it was July 2nd, 2020. I was in the hospital. I was in the mental health ward. I was...
you were on lockdown.
I was on lockdown for a lot of mental illness and suicide, et cetera, et cetera. And Dylan, along with two other people in my life, came to see me every single day. And it was a unique... experience being in there. And I would say, Dylan, you probably echo it was a unique experience going there every mm-hmm. day. The types of different people that are in there. We have an idea in our brain of what kind of people are in lockdown in a mental health facility. But we don't really know until we get to know each and every person and all of their stories. And I was able, and you were able, by mm-hmm. visiting me all the time, to get to know all of those people and their interesting stories. Now, Ryan, my roommate scared the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie. He scared the hell out of me. He had a teardrop tattoo, and I was afraid of my life every morning and every night. But anyway, and then on one day, for one reason or another, I don't even know why he did it. And I know that sometimes you don't like to highlight this, Dylan, but he just came in with a bunch of pizza. It must have been, what, 20 pizzas that uh-huh. you came in there with?
Yeah.
Friend threw a pizza party for a bunch of people that had no other reason to live.
Right, because I thought everyone if we could all have a nice little party together.
And none of us knew you were doing it. You, I guess, obviously cleared it with the nurses and the doctors
That's
before you
clearing.
Came.
That's a hard thing to clear.
I can imagine, right? Because pizza cutters shouldn't be around that place. And you came on in with 20, I don't even know how much you spent. I don't want to know how much you spent. I just want you to know that the time and energy you spent on that will never be forgotten by me or any of those other people. And I hope that they are all okay.
Everyone was so happy.
Yeah.
Pizza can make people so happy.
And my roommate, teardrop tattoo.
Yeah.
Guy that would yell obscenities and I'm going to kill you in his sleep, came up to you, shook your hand and said, thanks, man. It feels great when somebody thinks about us.
It was awesome. It was such, like...
He's the best.
It was such a fun
he's
time.
He's the best.
All right.
You did
yeah,
that.
He's a good guy.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Way to go, Dylan. You were making Angie cry in the last segment.
Why? What?
What's the matter, Angie?
I don't know. That story just totally... I was so emotional over it. I did not know that about either of you. And I don't know. Like, see, now I'm tearing up again.
About that Dylan brought the pizza to the hospital when I was in there?
Yes.
Here's the real thing that took place. Because I went to visit Pepper every single day.
Yeah.
And he was in a really tough spot.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't good.
When you're sitting there and there's nothing you can do except literally use crayons to
couldn't even use pencils.
Color. Yeah, that's all you were allowed. So we were sitting there and coloring day after day after day.
Yeah.
And we would meet people and we would kind of talk to people and just everyone just needed a little smile is what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was driving.
We all needed a big smile. It was
driving
a mental
one
health
day
facility.
And I just thought I was driving and I was driving by a Pizza Hut and I thought, you know what
yeah.
would be amazing is if I could just bring pizza. And then I thought, well, you couldn't because I tried to bring things before and they won't let anything in and out.
Well, okay. So this is the other failed story of what he tried to bring before. See, we always like to highlight the generosity of Dylan and the thoughtfulness of him bringing pizza to a mental health facility. But what we don't highlight is the fact that he brought my, because I got committed in I couldn't go home and get my stuff. And so Dylan had to go back and get my bag of stuff. And in that bag was my razor,
mm-hmm.
a skipping rope,
a
manicure set.
Yes.
These things that they just kept pulling out going, what's the matter with you? You can't bring this into a suicide ward.
I didn't get in with any of it. So they did their job wonderfully. But I just thought it would be awesome to have like kind of a party and a get together. And I remember phoning the nurse and going,
I would love to do this. I think it would be so much fun and so good for everybody in there just to show somebody, just to show them all that somebody cares.
Yeah.
Could we potentially have a pizza party? And they said, we've never heard anything like this.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But we could totally figure something out. I said, okay, I'll grab the pizzas. You figure out how we get them in.
Yeah.
And they called me back and they said, no problem. And then we brought in pizzas and it was awesome.
It was great. It was a great day.
Just to have everyone That's have the amazing. Ability to have a little party together. And people were talking to each other and sitting with each other. And they were also grateful. And it really, honestly, I felt so great from it that it's not even like I did a great thing. I just felt so great about it.
I think the moral of the story with this, Angie, and we're sorry that we brought you to tears with this, but it was, I mean, you should have seen the people in the ward at the time. But the moral of the story is next time you want to judge Dylan for being an idiot on the air, go ahead and do it. Just think about that first. That's all. Okay.
I will.
All right.
I will. Okay. That's a daily thing.
Okay. Love you, Angie. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda got a real kick out of the last segment, Dylan. When you were talking, what were we talking about lovemaking?
Yeah, lovemaking. Best time to do it, apparently, according to science, 7:30 a.m.
Okay. What were you laughing at, Amanda?
I was laughing about you saying that you have the old man smell.
I can't do anything about it.
It's not noticeable over here yet.
No, it's so the old man, I need to clarify, okay? Because Amanda, you said that I should drink water, which would get rid of the old man smell.
And well, I feel like you're talking about your urine.
I think it's just a mixture of just age and urine and cracks getting deeper.
Oh, God.
No, you know what I mean? As your body starts to change a little bit, just there are more folds and places for things to hide.
Oh, my goodness.
That emit an odor, and it all just comes together in this mothball, dehydrated potpourri of gross.
Oh, no.
Now, again, I want to clarify, Amanda, I'm not all the way there. But I'm getting there.
Oh,
and
wow.
There ain't a no turning back. Because Robbie just said, because I gave Robbie a shirt today to wear with Josh Clausen on the shirt. And he said, and he smelled it. And he says, oh, you don't smell bad. It's just first thing in the morning that I smell bad.
Mm.
Once I shower all that off, I seem to be able to get to nighttime again.
So you're like my carburetor, and I got to run the button. As soon as I run the button,
that's where the stink goes away.
Better, right?
That's exactly
Put
what
some
it is.
Lemon down it. Yeah. It smells better.
Exactly.
No,
okay.
I just meant that if you drink more water through the day, maybe in the morning when you got up, I assumed you were talking about your urine.
No, I'm talking about the whole mixture, the whole odor that emanates from my body when I roll out. Like it's a. You're not wrong. It's just not. That's the only thing, is it?
And I think this is really funny to me because one of my girlfriends just started dating a guy that is 46, and she was telling me that she was over at his house, and his house has an old man smell.
Oh no,
I do. And that's why I have so many cats now, Dylan, to cover up the old man smell.
Aww. That's going to make it worse.
My house is just starting to smell like grandma's Afghan. Like, that's what's happening right now. I got to do something about it.
All right. Oh, no.
Love you, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Love you too, guys. Have a great day.
I'm greatly concerned, Dylan.
I would be.
Of what's happening
to me. I'm concerned because you're not that much older.
I tell you, I was having blueberries the other day and one fell on the floor. You know what I did?
Oh, no.
Kicked it under the stove.
Oh.
I don't even bend over because I can't do it anymore.
Oh, my God.
So gross.
You're not even 45.
I know.
Holy smokes.
It's just getting worse and worse.
This is the end.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Just another example. It just happened how Robbie is so lovable. We don't mean to get too self-indulgent, but we can speak about Robbie because Robbie will never speak about himself.
Eh. I hate it. We had a meeting yesterday and they told me to talk about my Halloween song.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about myself. I don't care. Like, yeah. I hate it.
So Robbie was just on the phone with Chad, who's a lovely guy. He's listened to this radio show for a long time. And we're like, Robbie, 10 seconds. We're going on the air. 10 seconds. And he's just chatting it up. You're chatting with him for like 3 minutes, and you just don't want to say goodbye to anybody.
No, I like people.
You don't want to be rude to anybody.
That's why I like my job. I genuinely like people.
We're trying to find if anybody ever been mad at Robbie. And we're going to play Pepper and Dylan Cash Vault coming up at 8:10. It's going to be worth
$20,000. What about what's in your fridge?
So we're going to play What's in Your Fridge. But we've got, I believe it's Karen, or is it Aaron?
Taryn with a T.
No, it's Taryn.
Taryn.
Taryn has a time that she was really mad at Robbie. How far back are we going, Taryn?
Okay, well, first off, I'm not really, really mad at Robbie. You're being dramatic. But
really,
I think
Pepper?
This happened. I think this happened, I don't know, a couple of years back.
Maybe I remember.
Robbie, you remember a Taryn? Like,
I remember. I keep going, Taryn.
Oh, goodness. So you made a comment on the radio about...
No, wait a sec, like Taryn, wait a second. Let me interrupt. I want to know, because Robbie looks crestfallen right now because he's talking to somebody that he upset 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You look heartbroken right now because you think you know what this is.
I think you might be a teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened, Robbie?
You can explain, Taryn.
So you made a comment about you not liking to work more than 8 hours, and I made a comment back, something along the lines of, you know, welcome to the profession of teaching. And I got on the radio, and then you told me, yeah, but you get 2 months off in the summer, which is the biggest insult to any teacher.
Lynn, it's a little out of context. I believe it was Dylan who was complaining about having to stay late for something.
Oh, Dylan would complain about working 5 hours a day.
What? That's
a
job?
Okay, maybe it was Dylan.
But Robbie...
But I did make that a comment similar to that.
Okay.
And I feel bad.
Uh-huh.
No offense. I didn't mean any offense.
Well, you offended her 2 years ago.
There's no hard feelings, Robbie. It's just the thought I always think about.
Yeah, I do remember when you said that.
Do you?
There was, a couple text messages.
You can't remember what you had for breakfast.
I remember that comment because I also remember being mad that it was like a 3.5 hour day. It's a tough day.
All right, so all is forgiven.
For the record, Robbie, we don't have 2 months off. We take a pay cut so that we can have 2 months.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Love you, Taryn. Thank you.
I remember that. I was trying to just make a point. It wasn't a good look.
But again, the moral of the story is he remembers it 2 years later. As soon as he heard her name, he's like, yeah, no, I remember. I really upset her.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Dylan was on the quest to find a VCR.
Yes.
He shared the story that he discovered a box of old blank VCR tapes, but he didn't have a VCR and he was dying to know what was on them. He found a VCR, he found the cord to attach it to his computer, and you discovered what was on these VHS tapes?
I did. At least I went through one of them yesterday and then I just stopped there.
And you were hoping it would be a remake of the Terminator 3 remake that you made when you were in elementary school?
Yes, because the Needhams and I were always making movies.
Right.
And it was not that.
Okay.
No. It's the first porno I ever watched.
Oh, Dylan.
Which is shocking that I own it. I don't understand how it was my dad's.
Are you kidding?
Right? And then that's, I don't understand how I took it from him. Or why. I didn't know, and then I didn't know what to do with it.
Your dad's been wondering where it went probably all these years too.
I know, but I can't tell him.
No.
I don't understand how I got, I honestly don't. The label was removed and everything. It was just a
blank black VHS video cassette.
Yeah, brought back so many memories. And it was so old.
Yes.
It was, I didn't know.
Hair all over the place.
Everywhere. Yes. But yeah, it was wild, dude. That was the first tape I put in, and I hit play.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And I was like, whoa, why would have I had this?
Yes.
And kept it all these years and moved with it numerous times.
Yes.
And so I put it back in its box.
Did you recue it back to the opening spot where it was?
Of course.
Yes, of course. That's the thing you have to do, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
So is this adventure into what those blank video cassettes are, is it over? Or are you going to try something else to try and find
know.
Other things?
I don't know. I'm afraid to put God, the other tape in.
That would be horrifying, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the end of that story.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
This is Natasha. She has a nominee for the most confusing worst intersection in the city. What is it, Natasha?
So the one on St. Albert Trail, right by Westbound, the traffic circle.
The traffic circle that's also a set of lights.
I love that.
Right.
Because it just gives us all an opportunity to make sure we know what a traffic circle is all about.
Yeah.
Because every time I enter a real one, I get so confused at whether I'm doing it right. Or if they're doing it wrong.
So it's like a stop motion traffic circle.
I like that because it gives me a second to just go like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. I remember
the lights are way more confusing. Come on. Like traffic circles are easy.
Well, I've only lived in Edmonton and St. Albert for 14 years.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know what that intersection was, say like 25, 30 years. Years ago, was it once a traffic circle and it was just super dangerous, so they had to put lights up there?
Or has I it- haven't No idea. As long as I've noted, it's always had traffic lights.
Yeah, okay. It seems redundant, right?
Can we talk traffic circles real quick?
Yeah.
Because I think I have them figured out.
Okay.
But every time I drive in one, I almost get hit. So it's either I don't or they don't.
Okay.
Right? But
that's the risk, is half the people do, half the people don't.
I know. I just want to know if I have it right.
Okay. Run it by me. Let's see if you're right.
So when I enter the traffic circle.
Yeah.
I have only two rights I can make. I can make the immediate right, or I can make the next right.
Right.
If I'm in that far right lane, right?
If you're on the outside lane,
if I'm in the inside lane, I have to go forever. No. Is that not how it works?
No.
Okay.
The inside lane, you can basically do whatever you want. Yeah. You can go around a circle, or you can exit at any of the lanes.
You can exit at any of them?
Yeah. So the right lane has to exit. Or you'll run
into that person.
But in the right lane, do I not get two options? I can take the immediate or the next.
You got to take the first one.
No, I can take the first two.
No, you can take the first or the second one.
Okay.
See, this is why you put some lights and everyone's safe.
Oh boy.
Right, okay.
Oh my.
So there's your nominee from Natasha. That it's got to be that intersection. Love you, Natasha. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
I was thinking about this, and I just started laughing to myself. I was in my bed, and I just started giggling to myself.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about that stupid claim that you have, Dylan, that you're really good at guessing people's ages.
I'm so good at it.
And I just started chuckling to myself in bed on the weekend, just going, he's not good at it at all. Why does he swear he's great at predicting ages?
It's one of my
You've never gotten one right.
Yeah, but I'm close.
Okay, let's do it right now. Do you want to do it right now?
Yeah, of course. It's one of my favorite things to do.
And we're going to play Don't Walk Alone, the last year's Halloween song. We're going to do that. And if you've missed the good news about the Halloween song, we'll have that for you coming up. But right now, we have a phone number around here that we still use from time to time. 780-4260-917. We would love for you to call it right now just to see if Dylan can guess your age properly.
No problems.
Claims to be so good at it. And by the way, this phone number, you're going to want it 1 week from today because we return with Kiss Cast Vault for $20,000. Okay?
Yes.
We'll do that at 8:10 starting next Monday. Okay. You're up, Dylan. Good morning.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Okay, Jackie.
Jackie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Excellent. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. 32 years old.
Close, actually.
Yeah, darn right so I am, because I'm always close.
Jackie, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, that counts.
What do you mean it counts? It's not right, though.
The rules? I think it was within two, either way.
Jackie, does that count?
I think it does. It's pretty close.
But it's not the right age.
What do you, okay, love you, Jackie. Two. That's what always was so good about it.
Two on either side.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
All right, Dylan.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jody.
Jody is 30. No, that's wrong. Hang on. Jody's 41.
Yeah, not even close.
Okay.
How old are you there, Jody?
I'm 26.
How bad you are.
Okay.
That was a little off.
One for two. Jody, thank you. A little off?
One on two.
You almost doubled your age.
It's hard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
Dia.
Look, I just have to say Dia right now. He's got his eyes closed.
Concentrating really hard.
He's really focusing because he wants to get somehow within 20 years of your age. Okay.
Dia is 36.
Dia?
Wrong.
So good at this game, you guys.
I normally am really good.
How old are you, Dia?
I'm 31.
I mean, I'm in the same decade.
But the intention is to get it right on, like you claim.
I said I'm pretty good at it. And I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So really good at it is actually doing it? Pretty good is just kind of
I'm
being
pretty
around?
Good. Yeah,
One for three.
What's your name?
Sherry.
Okay, Sherry.
Sherry is a beautiful 44.
44, yeah. Sherry.
No. Not even close.
How old might you be there, Sherry?
I'm 57.
Mm-hmm.
But a beautiful 44.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah, exactly.
What a compliment. Thank you. One more, Dylan, and then you're out, okay?
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll stand.
Hi,
I don't know what,
that might help.
That might be
weird.
It. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Go ahead. What's your name?
Justin.
Justin. Dylan? Justin. How
name
old?
Like Justin. He's 37 years old.
Justin.
Holy, no, not even close.
All right. No, it's Justin. Why were you 29. Giving yourself a play? He's 29.
29? God, you sound old.
All right. Thank you, Justin. All right.
You kind of got one for five.
You know?
He didn't even get that one.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
I would like to see either of you do better.
All right.
All right. Robbie?
Sure.
Good morning. Who's this?
Favor.
I'm going to guess you are 12.
Yes. I'm turning 12 next week.
There he is. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
This is a dumb game.
Yeah.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Dylan has said for years, I do a really great Kermit.
It's the only one that I'm good at yet.
And we've always said, yeah, it is pretty good. But yesterday, for whatever reason, you started talking like Kermit on the air.
Why not?
And we had a handful of people, both named Jeff, oddly, who said, I do a really good Kermit too. So we said, would you like to do the Kermit off? And both Jeff said, no, I'm at work. Like, what's the matter with you? And then we said, well, how about tomorrow? Because we won't let anything go. And then Jeff said, I guess you can call me before I get to work. Okay,
thanks,
I'll
Jeff.
Do this Kermit off. So here he is now with another Kermit off. Dylan won the first one, Jeff, an hour ago. He did quite well. So there are three rounds in the Kermit off. Round number one is easy. Dylan, do you want to let Jeff go first or are you going to go first?
I'm scared because okay. Jeff sounds like Kermit in his day to day.
Yeah. Jeff, how old a guy are you?
I'm 47.
47 years old. And is this a good party trick? Like, is this one of the things that, like, hey, go ask Jeff to talk like Kermit. He's awesome.
I used to make my kids laugh when they were younger, but okay. Now they just think it's corny.
Yeah, that's life when you get to be our age, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want Jeff to go first, Dylan?
I can go first.
Okay, Dylan's going to go first.
He's going to be better.
Round number one's easy. Just talk like, say whatever you want, just talk like Kermit.
Dylan. Hey guys, it's Kermit here, just checking in again here on the show to make sure all of you are having a good day.
Okay, now Robbie and I are going to judge, but also the audience can as well at 917-917. Yep. Pretty good for round one. Good job, Dylan.
It's hurting my voice.
Jeff, your turn.
Yeah, I just woke up, so my voice is actually kind of rough, but we'll try this.
Okay.
Hi, Hulk, the Frog here. My name is Jeff, and I really like to have, sleep in the morning, so unfortunately you guys woke me up, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
It was good at the end.
Robbie, what do you have here?
I liked him at the end.
Okay.
Maybe he needs to give it another round just to get his the frog out of his throat.
Okay. Okay, so you want to give him another chance in round number one here?
No, we'll give that round to Dylan. But
Dylan
still
gets
a chance,
that round. Okay, backs against the wall. Okay, this is the tough one. Round number two. This is Kermit. Have a conversation with Kermit. Dylan?
Kermit, what are you up to after 9 o'clock today? Maybe we should go and grab a coffee?
I don't really like coffee too much. I'm more of a tea guy.
What kind of tea would you like to get? Because I'm a big fan of the green tea.
Green tea is good, but Earl Grey is actually better for you.
Okay. Well, I'll meet you at 9, maybe on Gateway Boulevard and 59th Ave. I'll take my car and I'll pick you up.
I could listen to this all day.
What kind of car do you have? Last time I was on a bicycle.
Uh-oh.
I have a Prius. I drive a Prius. No gas in the Prius.
Hey, Robbie, what do we have?
I think Jeff was really good on that round. Jeff, I think we should give it to Jeff on that one.
Really good. Jeff. Okay. Nice.
It's all down to this next round.
Okay, this is the hardest round, round number three. So, Dylan, we'll let you go first.
Oh, boy.
This is Kermit. Sing a song, please.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything gonna be all right.
It's so hard to do.
You should see your face.
I need the face to make the voice.
All right, Jeff, Kermit, sing a song, please.
There's only one song you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Nice job! Nice job!
Robbie, what do we have?
Now that's classic Kermit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Gotta give it to Jeff. He came with Kermit.
Yeah, he came. Right. He brought it.
Jeff, nice job. Yeah. I'm really doing a good job here this morning.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm really excited.
Yay! We have nothing to give to you, but we love you. Yeah!
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.